This is Kate Saffin for Fringe Review, and I'm at the Greenhouse, which is one of the venues under the umbrella of Pleasance, being run by Boxstein Theatre, and it is down by Dynamic Earth at the bottom of the Royal Mile. And we're going to start this first chat talking a bit about how the Greenhouse came to be sitting here. Oh, looking beautiful outside Dynamic Earth. I'll start with you, Ollie.
Yeah, so how the Greenhouse came into being. So about the very, going a bit far back, but about 2 years ago, Boxstein was on tour around England with a show called Wood. It's kind of exploring gender performativity and the performance of sexuality. And a very good friend of mine, Henry Roberts, and I were in a bar, and he had come up with this idea for this play that he wanted to write about eco-terrorism. And after a few drinks, we kind of got to a point where I was like, well, if you want to write it, I'll direct it. And that was kind of the first time that we started moving towards like sustainability in theatre. And that was kind of the first time we started thinking about it. As a company, the way that we work is we take a holistic approach to the shows that we make. So it's not just about talking about sustainability, it's about implementing it as well. So I'm not obviously not saying that the Greenhouse was a foregone conclusion at that point, but we were then kind of starting to think about the practicalities of, you know, how we could actually go about making theatre in a sustainable way. Jump forward to about this time last year, Grace and I were on tour around the UK and Ireland with a project called Back of the Van Trilogy. So we were exploring accessibility in that project, specifically like geographical accessibility. And we'd sold, I think, about, 75% of our tickets to one of our shows before the Fringe even started. And obviously when you're outside in the pouring rain handing out flyers, but you sold 75% of your tickets, you can very clearly see that that's a bit of a waste of time and everyone's getting ill and it's not very pleasant. And I think Grace, I won't speak for her, but I think we this is something that we had been thinking about loosely for a while. And I mentioned it to Grace and she said, yeah, this is, you know, the idea of taking a zero waste marketing approach seems really interesting. And we kind of sat down and we had a chat about if there are things that we could do and how it might be possible. And then from there, Emily and I, who's the executive director, also sat down and had a chat and we kind of started planning the project, and it evolved from it's going to be a shipping container, and then we were going to build it, and then there were going to be three shows, and then there were going to be eight shows, and now here it is, basically.
How about you add a bit, Emily?
Yes, about a year ago at the Fringe last year, Ollie approached me and said, would you like to build a venue next year? And I said, oh, then no. Sounds like a lot of work. And then he came back a week later and he said, so do you want to build my building? And I said, yeah, actually, sure, why not? And then a few weeks after that, he said, well, I'd like it to be zero waste. And I said, that sounds a bit difficult. I don't want to do that. And then a week later, he said, so? And I said, yes, fine, let's go. And it kind of built up from there. And then, as he said, it was going to be just a few shows, just a few hours a day. And now it's 24/7, zero waste. And we're having a lot of fun and really enjoying it.
Tell me a bit about the resources and research in terms of, you know, pulling together everything you needed to create this building.
I mean, I think that's what really took the most time in terms of actually like putting the physical building together. And I think that's one of the sort of like only sacrifices that we sort of discovered is actually going to have to take to do something like this in general. When we first started, we were like, the biggest problem I think we were going to face was not going to be able to find anything. We were like, this is going to be, it's going to be tough. We're going to be scrounging through bins. We're going to be like those people on TV who are like everything. They like collect trash out of the corners of their house and stuff like that. Like that wasn't, we thought it was going to be like that. And it actually wasn't. A lot of this stuff is technically like, it wasn't like we were finding broken, destroyed things. Construction companies, different like corporations were literally throwing out new things every single day. Like, I mean, just in masses. So it wasn't so much about actually finding the materials. It was about taking just a little bit extra time to look in places that you might not think. So I think that like, and that's what we've kind of found was the biggest challenge. And I think, and that's a general statement about zero waste work in general. Like you just got to be prepared to take a little tiny bit more time, but you can do the same exact things you're doing now, without having to produce infinitely more waste. So
the kind of people you contacted to find, probably better describe, one of you like to describe the building so that anybody listening and isn't...
Yeah, sure. So it's an octagonal structure. It's theater formed in the round. It is... got a base of a metal truss, which we found from some guy at a warehouse. It's been pre-used, but it's also in very good shape, so we own it now.
And that cost us about £1,500 to buy. You know, because we were looking into renting it, and then we could try to buy just like £5,000. So it was actually in the end cheaper to buy
the second
one.
And it has a second life now. It's actually going to go in the bin. So it's then kind of built around it is this structure of timber and pallet wood, which we, our other designer, Lucy, who's an artist based in London, she spent months stripping pallets from farmers that she went around England finding these things. And I also, there's a good point about the kind of the feel of the building. It is very like rustic, and it does seem kind of like it's pieced together from lots of different things, obviously. And that's kind of the aesthetic we were going to for, and that was shaped by the fact that we wanted to show that we used all of these waste products. But really, we also want to impress upon people that it doesn't have to look like this. It can also look like a very normal, straightforward theater using the same resources that we use, all this timber, all this wood, without having...
Absolutely. Yeah. We wanted to lean into and show the materials that we had. Imagine if... obviously you can't see it, but imagine
we'll be able to include some photographs.
But I mean, all you had to do is paint this room black and it becomes a black box. You know, it can function as something else. Obviously this is our aesthetic choice, but it could function just as easily as that.
And light was a big issue as well, so we spent a long time looking for different roofing material. We looked into solar powered lights, we looked into, which we actually do have for some of our night performances, but we looked into a lot of different things, and I think kind of taking a cue from LEED houses and other kind of very green energy efficient houses, we just made the roof clear. I mean, like, having sunlight come in, I mean, we're in Scotland, the sun doesn't go down until 10, it works.
And the roof is plastic corrugated?
Yeah, corrugated plastic with some tin and some Perspex sheeting, all of it used, all of it would have gone in the bin if it weren't on our roof. Yeah.
So you're managing to keep a lot of stuff out of bins.
Yes, exactly.
I think that probably covers how you put it together. Just on the building and the concept, if somebody's listening to this and thinking, I like that idea, how do I start? You got any sort of particular hints, or perhaps something you've learned along the way? I mean, yours, Kieran, might be the point about needing a bit more time to find and source things. But yeah, other suggestions for people thinking of doing the same.
I think that it does sound quite intimidating. It sounds quite complicated. Actually, I think it's quite simple. All it requires is a mindset change. The only thing, you know, we're not special. We're not unique. We're not geniuses in any way. The only thing that we've done is we've decided to take that step and decided to make the decision to say we want to be zero waste. It is making the decision that is the hardest part, because once you make the decision and you give yourself this kind of target to work towards, then all of a sudden it opens up opportunities and you know where you're looking. You know what I mean? It sounds much more complicated than it actually is. Caitlin's been using a fantastic line over the last few days about waste.
I think that was when we didn't really say it this way, but when we figured this out, we realized it became so much easier that, like, the problem that we're trying to solve, the waste, all of this waste, it's literally the solution. It's not really, like, it's not anything but the solution. All that waste that's there, we want to get rid of it. It's like, just use it. It's usable. It's all, a lot of it's new. I mean, the fringe itself dumps. We've got some of the roofing for the shed out there from different venues that were using it to build their bars, and there was new material, and they bought excess and they were putting it in the bin. And so it is literally the solution to all the problems that we were trying to fix.
And all it takes is just recalibrating the way we think about the things we throw in the bin. That's literally, it's all it requires is that mindset change, and then it becomes not even possible, but I would say relatively easy. You know, this isn't the most... I think for a lot of other set designers and a lot of builders, this wouldn't even be necessarily the most complicated set they've ever built, you know?
Thank you. Okay, well, I think we've covered that. So we're going to go on and do a separate one now to talk about some of the other aspects.